I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The crisis in Venezuela seems to get worse every day. Along with the recession and food and medicine shortages, tensions are building with the upcoming presidential elections. Transworld Radio's Annabelle Torrealba says violent protests are expected.
Usually when we have elections, there are demonstrations on the streets. That is kind of normal over there because there are a group that they are no agree with what the government is doing right now, and there are another group that they support the government and what they are doing, and always there are some kind of demonstration in both sides.
However, despite the tension, many people are coming to God and finding hope. TWR is playing encouraging Christian radio programs. Please pray for the safety of TWR workers and for wisdom during the upcoming election. You can learn more at missionnews.org. With religious freedom different from town to town, some in China worship freely while others pray in secret. However, across the country, the church is growing. Wendell Rovenstein, president of Bibles for China.
God is moving in China in an unusual way through those that have a Bible and are sharing their Bible with their family. It's a great opportunity that exists.
Bibles for China sees the difference God's Word makes for both individuals and families firsthand as they work with local churches to distribute Bibles. But they want to do even more. In a few weeks, a team will go back to China to plan for 2018. They'll meet with local churches to see how they can most effectively distribute God's Word and work with local leadership. So please pray that God would direct the decisions made in this upcoming meeting. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? Look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.